Hello, welcome back to Industry, the podcast from the perspective of the Black female independent artist in the entertainment industry. Since you're tuning in, remember to follow us at Industry, that's NDISTRY on Instagram. Good evening, I'm your host, Ashara Damore, and you can follow me at Ashara Unlimited. Yep, that's ASHARAH. UNLIMITED on Instagram and Ashara Damore on Facebook. ASHARAHDAMORE. And of course, I am here per usual tonight with my beautiful co-host.
Yes, it's your girl, Your Highness Tiara Monique. And of course, you can follow me everywhere. As I say, I'm Googleable, TIARRA Monique. Okay. And this evening, tonight is the episode we have been trying to get out for a little minute now, but we will be exploring the topic of branding and marketing as a Black female independent artist. And let me just start by saying this one thing, okay? It's a lot.
You are
It is
so
a
real
lot.
on that.
Yes,
So
okay.
real.
And man, and the reason I say that is because I don't believe that the ideas and the vision behind branding and marketing is difficult. I don't believe that that's the difficult part. I don't think it's difficult at all, to be quite honest with you. However, I do believe that it is a lot. And what I mean by a lot is that it's such a multifaceted process and very detail oriented. And it's forever changing and evolving, okay? And I know that many people may think like, oh, branding is one thing, marketing is the other. And you're absolutely right, but they do go hand in hand exclusively. I give you an example. One of the biggest brands that most people know around the world, right? Nike, okay? Their brand has never changed. It's always been about the quote, do it, right? But look at how their marketing has constantly elevated over the years, right? So now piggyback to us as a Black female independent artist, as I always say, that's a mouthful in itself. So you can only imagine what all goes into that when it comes to branding and marketing. So the point that I will make, well, I had several points to make, to follow up with that. The first thing that I really want to say in regards to it is that you're always working on yourself, like that's one of the biggest things. You're constantly working on yourself. You're doing the job. You one person, you're doing the job of like 30 people, and you have to constantly find effective ways to communicate everything that's in your head. And sometimes it may not even be something that you've regularly spoke to anyone about. So and then you have to find the right methods and strategies that really complement what you're doing. And I know that was very vague, but that's what brings me to the point. Like, it's really a lot, okay? Like, there's so many different ways you can go with that. And I believe we were just having the conversation not too long ago when we were just talking about figuring out the different archetypes that people have, or what colors you should use, or even I was telling you I had to remember, like I have a whole saying, like when you guys hear me come in, like it's your girl, Your Highness Tiara Monique, because my name is Tiara, and that's a crown, and that's royalty, and sometimes I like to get out, but that's a whole nother thing, so. But yeah, like that's all a part of branding and marketing. So that's what I got to open it up. What do you have, Miss Ashara?
Okay, wow. Marketing and branding obviously is so important and vital to becoming, recognizable. You want to be consistent. And I think that's one of the things, is just being consistent. Even if you don't have any experience in marketing and branding, be consistent with whatever it is that you do, you know, because that becomes your brand. People, if you know, for example, if you want to talk about colors or something like that, if you know your favorite, for instance, my favorite color is purple, you know, so that may be a color that I would want to use in my branding of myself, or a product or something that I'm, you know, that I'm, that's attached to me, because it's, that's a part of me. It's, it represents me. And then people will get to know, like, oh yeah, her favorite color is purple, you know, or whatever that may be for you. That's just a small example of how that could work. And I mean, if we were going to go into like the different archetypes and everything, that's almost a whole nother episode. But for example, like my brand archetype is the hero, and there are several different archetypes, but that's something that if you, especially as an independent artist, I think that it's difficult to know what to do in branding and marketing when that's kind of something that has to do with artist development, which as we know is something that is not really done anymore. And I don't want to say it's not done anymore. It's not done as often or as much as it was done in the past. And then if you're independent, then you're by yourself. You're not on a label. On usually that was happening with labels. But speaking of artist development and marketing, that kind of ties into that. There are some agencies and different people who will, for, you know, a fee, help you with your artist development, but you can do it for free on your own too, like watching YouTube. I feel like when people say like artist development is dead, it's really not dead. It's gone underground. It's maybe more difficult to access, but it's available. It is available if you want to. And again, it's just staying true to yourself. Branding is just bringing out those things that are special about you and making them, you know, more the prominent things that you put out there. And marketing is so vital as well. And as you know, that goes hand in hand with the branding, but the marketing, that's the part that is somewhat of a struggle, even, you know, still for me, because, you know, we are doing a lot of things still on our own, or, you know, maybe with a small team. Even with a team, it can still be difficult to market, but it's find out who you're marketing to. I think we were just having a conversation the other day when we, you know, you can look at your social media analytics and see who are the people that are naturally gravitating towards you already on your social media platforms? What age groups, what demographic, what cities that they're in, what countries that they're in? Okay, so then do some research on those cities, on those countries, on those age groups, and see, okay, what are people in this age group attracted to? What do they want to hear? You know, how can I cater to my core audience that I know I have already, that's naturally gravitating towards me, and then start marketing, you know, to those people. And then I feel like that's going to help you grow your fan base. And then, you know, like who your core audience is. That's really important. You need to know who you're marketing to. When you don't know who you're marketing to, you can be all over the place. And if you're spending money on marketing as far as, you know, like ads and things like that, which is very easy to do nowadays with TikTok and Instagram, all those platforms you can place ads, Facebook, YouTube, everything. But it's so important to know, who are you marketing to? Who is your ideal fan? You know, who are those people, and how can you appeal to them? So when you're looking at your marketing plans, look at it from that perspective.
You hit every point so flawlessly, because you're right, that is a big thing about it, because, you know, you got to know who your audience is. You have to be consistent, and that goes back to, you know, knowing who you are, because if you don't know who you are, you know, you're not going to know, I just said that twice. You're not gonna know who you're
you don't know who you are. You do not know who you are.
Yeah, because for example, even to know your archetype, you have to know who you are, because that's a big part of figuring it out. Like, how you mentioned, like, you know, you're a hero. Like, I know that I'm a magician. So I'm a magician, and I am a lover. So everything I do is bold and in color, but also sexy and sensual. And I'm kind of funny too. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, all of that comes together, and I know what type of people that I'm reaching. But with that, like you said, with the consistency, so now it's like you have to make sure that everything that goes into that brand aligns with that. And if you don't know who you are, you're going to be focusing on things that don't really resonate with you or don't make you feel, you know, like you're being true to your authentic self. A perfect example. I always love this example. I know back when Rihanna came out, she had this interview, and in the interview she was saying, like, before she got into her later projects, and I'm paraphrasing, before she got into her later projects, she had stated that, you know, when she came out, everything was all like cute and, you know, sunshine and whatever, you know, kind of innocent and play like. But then she got into this real, you know, rugged, really sassy, and I'm just kind of picking words for it, but her whole ego changed, and she said herself, like, she felt like more of herself with that type of persona. And so that's such a big thing. And then, you know, even with the look and the covers, I mean, the colors, I mean to say, and being consistent with that, you know, for a long time, I realized that I would only wear like neutral colors, and I was big on black, which was not a bad thing. But even when I took pictures and I looked at myself, like in the back of my mind, I was like, man, like, I need to be in more colors. Like, I'm always like in a beige or a black or a brown, and come to find out those are like the main colors. Well, outside of black, the main colors I should really stay away from. Like, they don't they don't give me that pop that I need. And, you know, another thing that you said too, it used to be, you know, the job of, you know, people that develop artists to really kind of hone in on that. But like you said, nowadays everything is so accessible, as far as like the internet and going on YouTube and Google search and everything. And especially the way things are set up, I think we had this conversation too, like, there's no middleman involved. It's like either you're paying someone or paying multiple people a lot of money, or you're doing it all yourself. Like, there's no in between, like, to kind of make that balance. So that it's almost to the point to where you kind of have to figure it out on your own, even if you do decide to work with someone. Because like you mentioned, you don't want to be clueless about, you know, how you brand yourself or how you market yourself. And then you get involved with people, and now you're spending all this money. And then the whole time you could have been focused on the wrong thing or the wrong aspect of yourself, or it wasn't the right fit for your brand, or, you know, whatever the case may be. So I totally agree with that. And another thing I will say too is, I think some people may be a little dismissive of this part, but when it comes to branding and marketing, I think it's important to keep in mind who you align your brand with, because we've all seen, like, there can be mismatches when it comes to someone in your brand. Now, I think a person that does a fantastic job of like aligning with a lot of different brands, now, not a female, but just as an example, as an artist, Snoop Dogg. Everybody sees Snoop Dogg doing something. But, you know, at the same time, like, it's not like he's just doing necessarily anything. Everything that he's touched, it does align with him and his interest in some kind of way. And you know, it's not too far off. And even with like the family stuff, the man got a lot of kids, you know what I'm saying? Football team and all that kind of stuff. Or who's the other person that I was thinking of? Somebody recently that I saw. It'll come back to me in a minute. But yeah, I feel like that makes a difference too. And, you know, I think that's why sometimes people get upset when they see artists, or, you know, at least mainstream artists, like doing different projects or campaigns, and it's just like, oh, why did they do that? Like, people were getting on Ciara, which is the craziest thing to me, because she was promoting a beauty brand or a beauty product. I can't recall what it was, but then people were like in an uproar, like, why isn't she selling dance courses? Blah blah blah. So you
That's
never
something that
know,
she
maybe.
could consider if people are in like uproar about it. That's something that, I think her and her team could look into, 'cause people seem like they would pay for it. But she, you can do whatever you want to do and market whatever it is you want to market. And I think that's interesting that her fans were upset about that. That's really like,
Girl,
okay,
it
yeah,
was a
I'm not
mess.
doing that because I'm doing this right now. I didn't even know that was a thing. Like, okay, guys, so crazy.
So it's a, yeah, it's a thing, and that's why I say, like, I agree with you. Like, if you know who you are, like, if you're branding and marketing yourself and aligning yourself with different things that, make sense to you, like you said, as long as you're being consistent, that's what it comes down to. Like, and I haven't come across a single person that would disagree with that. No matter what, even if you're learning, even if you make mistakes. Like, I literally just tweeted that the other day. Like, I may take a break, I may make some mistakes, I might pivot, but I'm never quitting or stopping. Like, that's not the goal. The goal is to always keep progressing, and eventually you find what works for you, or you perfect what works for you, or you figure out what doesn't work, and by process of elimination, something gives. And that's how it ends up, leading you to, your brand and how to market it. And then, just separate from the brand, on the marketing side of it, I really believe that that's where a lot of creativity and innovation comes into play. Especially if you don't have that person or that mind to come up with those ideas for you. I think that's a big thing too that people got to consider. I mean, look at all the Super Bowl ads. People go crazy.
At the end of the day, I feel like it all comes back to remembering, as artists, we have to invest in ourselves. So even if you're like, okay, I'm confused, like how do I really know who I am? And that is a question sometimes, like, well, who really am I? What do I really want to the world to know me as? And how can I be consistent in that image? And if you are confused about how to align with your core values and things like that, I feel like, getting other people involved, like an image consultant or, somebody that can help you ask those pertinent questions so you can get that feedback from yourself. Because a lot of times we know the answer, we just don't know like the questions to ask ourselves to pull those. Another thing I think is very helpful when you're trying to figure out like, okay, how do I brand and market myself, is think about artists or other individuals that, and they don't have to be a famous person necessarily, but think about, it would be helpful if it was like a bigger brand or something like that, or like again somebody who is known because they're purposely marketing and branding themselves. That's why I'm thinking that. But, pick like three people or brands that you feel like, okay, I identify with that, or that you're similar to. Like, okay, what's three other artists that you're similar to? How are they branding themselves? What do you like about their branding and why? How can you apply those things and make it your own? Because a lot of times when you're left to your own devices and you're trying to figure all this stuff out, it's difficult to be, if you're a singer, be the songwriter, but be your brand, your marketing team, be your hairstylist, makeup, the photographer, your videographer. It's a lot. Your social media manager. I mean, okay, like it's, and that might not be your strength, but there is still a way to figure that out without having, a big team around you. And then it may come to the point where you have to outsource and get some help, and that's okay too. And yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
But you're right, though, and I'm so glad that you brought that up because realistically, that's where my mind was in the beginning when I said it's a lot. You said the same thing too, because not only do you have to know who you are, not only do you have to hone in on, what your brand is, who your audience is, who you're marketing to, what aligns with you, being consistent again, but now you have to maintain all of that, like you said, from the look, the hair, the music, what type of shows you're going to do, where you're going to do them, how you present yourself on social media, how you present yourself in interviews, and let's not even get into the logistics behind all of that. So backing it up a little bit, even with what's the word I'm looking for? Even with getting image consulting, we had that conversation too. How certain people have developed a presence about themselves when they're seen in the public eye from the type of pictures they take, from the type of walk that they have, or different designers that they work with. And then from an independent standpoint, I mean, look at Ice Spice. She just kind of blew up this year. But her little orange fro, like that was a part of her brand. And even though her hairstyle has changed a few times, like that color has still been hers. And she's owned that. And the same thing, like if you're an independent artist, like it's a lot that you have to give energy to. And if nobody else says it, it's time that you have to spend. And everybody's time frame is different. Like, you never know how long it's going to take you or the next person to get to whatever level is next for you when it comes to being an independent artist, especially a black female, because pink tax is real. Don't let anybody tell you different. So, with that, it does take that
I agree.
time, right? It does take that time to, put yourself together. And I can give you like a personal example of my own. Like, man, oh man. What I will say, like, I want to say this in the best way possible without saying too much. The best way I can put it, like, it took me some time to figure out, what styles were going to work for me. And not because I didn't know my own style, but and it's not just knowing my style, but just knowing what styles I can consistently keep up with, because I am doing it by myself. So I have to be able to manage my looks. I have to be able to manage what hairstyle I'm going to go to, from day to day, week to week. I have to be able to manage what type of pictures I have, how often they go out. I have to manage the type of impression I leave with people when I'm networking, because that is my stamp. So again, it really is a lot. And if you guys didn't listen to the episode about representation and management, oh my word, like if you
Oh,
don't have that, right? Like if you don't
it
have
can be a challenge.
Yeah, because you're playing that role as well while doing this. So again, it really is a lot. But I would say one of the biggest solutions I found, and I think you spoke about this too, Ashar, is just, I mean, we're artists. We already write, we write songs, but you have to write a lot of stuff too, like to keep yourself on board, on task of everything, on top of everything you're doing. That's what I'm trying to say. You have to keep yourself on top of everything. So writing, and the biggest lesson I learned with writing is just always keeping the end goal in mind. Start from the end and work your way backwards. So that way you can make sure that you have all your steps in order, because it might take someone 6 months to accomplish a goal, but it might take another person 3 years to accomplish the same goals because their steps are different or there are other things that they have to
Yeah.
do.
Also, I feel like, one thing that can help with that is remembering that everybody is different. And somebody, yeah, it might take somebody 3 months to get to the same or goal or similar goal that you may have, and took you, a year or whatever the time difference is, but those people may have had different resources, than you had. You know, sometimes I don't know. So I always try to keep that in mind. Like, you know what? I don't know what they had access to. I don't know. I don't know who they knew. They may have, you know, a bigger team. They may just have a more streamlined way of doing it, and I didn't know how to do it that way. So that's something to keep in mind. And I like what you said about basically beginning with the end in mind. And in my way, how I usually do that, I usually get a vision of like how I want to look. Like if something, let's say like if I have an appearance to do or anything like that, like I always like, oh, this is what I'm wearing. Then that's like kind of my end, because it's like, I'm not there yet. So I know how I want to look. So I put that together. Then like I build from that. Like even, you know, like even for going on like tour, or I already know exactly what I want to look like. Do I know what something? No. Do I know what cities I'm going to be in? No. Do I know? I don't know any of that, but I know, like, I have something that's tangible that I can start with, and that's going to differ for everybody. But I want to go back around to, like, presenting yourself and image and all that stuff. One thing I think is so important is having media training, because when you are representing yourself, even when you have management, media training is so important, because everything is media. Like anything that people go back and say about you is media.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's on a blog, it doesn't matter if it's on a podcast, radio, TV. If somebody's saying it about you, it's media. It's somebody's impression about you. So really, like, doing media training is so important. I feel like that is something so important, that's a part of your branding, because you'll learn what do you want to say most about yourself? You know, what things do you want to, you know, maybe not say? How do you avoid certain questions and things that you're uncomfortable with? And how are you consistently presenting yourself? And that can be something that is learned. Mm-hmm. And also, I feel like marketing and branding, like you were saying, it took you time to figure out what styles and stuff that's going to work for you. And it does. And I'm still learning that constantly. But I also feel like styles are changing constantly.
Yes.
And if you're going to have longevity, your marketing and branding has to change over time. I think it's like, you know, every like 3 to 4 years, you're really supposed to change your marketing and branding. And you can feel it too when it's time, because you start feeling like, oh, everything's kind of stale. This is what I've been doing. And I'm not saying like, you know, sometimes if it's not broke, don't fix it. But it's still good to refresh your marketing and your branding every so often, because, you know, you want to be on, what is the word? I mean, you want to stay up with the times. You know, if you're going to have a career longevity, you don't want to be, if you're starting now, you don't want to be 20 years from now looking the same way you look now. And you have to show some evolution, is what I'm saying. You can keep components, but it's okay to evolve and grow and, you know, be able to look back and see like, oh, wow, this is what I've been able to do over time. And I think that goes back to, you know, your own individual timeline. That's going to look different for everybody. Everybody's journey is so different and unique. And that's the beauty of branding, because we are so individual, no two people image and marketing and branding is really going to look the same, because it's always something very unique about us. And I think that's what you really, really need to hone in on when it comes to your marketing and branding. What is it that truly makes you unique? What is it that nobody else can do better than you? What is it that what is it that sets you apart from everybody else? Yeah, okay, we all do the same things. Yeah, we all, whatever it is, you know, we all might write, we all might, you know, you might be on a roster with a whole other list of artists. And we basically, okay, we all do the same thing. We're all in music. We're all in entertainment in some way, shape, or form. But we are all very individual. And I think we have so many conversations off air. But
we do.
You know, you can go down the list of how many stars that, there's thousands. We could just go, if you go back in time, so there's room for everybody, and everybody is so different. Everybody's made their impact. And I think that's the beauty of it all. Like, what's going to be your unique thumbprint that you put on this world as an artist? And I feel like also as an independent artist, we have so much freedom to be exactly who we are. So embrace that, because yes. A lot of times we are labeled, if you're on a label, you know, you may not be able to have that creative control. So have as much creative control as you have as much creative control as you possibly can as an independent artist. And even if you do end up becoming signed on a label, you will have already created such a persona that you'll be able to continue on with that, because you did so much groundwork before you were signed that they can't just go off and, you know, and change anything, because what you've been doing has been working for you for so long. So it's really about knowing who you are. It's really about getting to know yourself and displaying that in the best way possible for everybody else to see.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You said, as usual, you say it's so perfect, because that is so spot on. Because one thing, like, if you know what your thing is, or you know what's unique about you, regardless of the changes over time, even as you evolve with it, like, that's always going to make you stand out. Because I think that's been my learning curve, you know, within this industry, is the evolution of technology and media, and always having to adapt to it and, you know, relearn different things and how to utilize it when it comes to, you know, promoting myself, branding myself. But one thing that has stayed consistent among all of that is, you know, I know my uniqueness. I know what I bring to the table. And like you said, it's everybody has their own lane. And now it's just about knowing how to make it known that, hey, this is your lane, and making people aware of that. And that's the part of branding and marketing that makes it so, I think, fun at the same time. Because don't get me wrong, it is a lot, but it is very fun. Like, when you know exactly who you are, what you're doing, what your message is, how you come across, what you want people to see, and constantly finding new and innovative ways to present that. Like, that's fun. Like you said, you know, if you're getting ready for shows, I know you told me this before, like, if your first thing is to figure out your outfits, like, that's your thing. So, you know, Ashara's coming, she's going to have like some unique, one of a kind outfit that nobody's ever seen or had before you even know what music she's going to sing. Like, you just know that's what it is. And, you know, I would say even the same thing for me, like, you never know what to expect from me as far as like what I'm going to do next, but you know, I'm always doing something that nobody else has ever done, or you've never seen anybody do it. So it's like, and it's so many different ways, you know, you can play around with that just depending on what your strong suits are, you know? Right. And that's a point right there, like knowing your strong suits, like, okay, you know yourself, you know who your audience is, you know what your brand is, you know how to market yourself, you know who to align yourself with, you know, you have your vision mapped out or written out, you know what to focus on, you know what makes you unique. And now it's like, you know, the fun part of it all, of, you know, what is going to be that it factor about you that you can maintain and really just ride to the moon with, I guess.
What you said about strengths, that's key. Knowing your strengths, that's man, that's a game changer. When you can identify your strengths, because you know, sometimes you can get caught up in, oh, what I'm not doing well, what I, you know, what I still need to work on, and forget about the things that you're, you know, doing well. And those are the things that you highlight. And of course you work on your weaknesses because you need to strengthen those. But, you know, also highlight those strengths and play into that, play into those strengths. And because those are the key components that people will know you for and that you can highlight to, you know, to show in your branding and marketing. And that's really all it is. At the end of the day, that's really all branding is. It's showcasing the best parts of you.
Yes. Yes. I love that. Like, knowing your strong suits is showcasing the best parts of you. Ooh, I'm going to write that down. We have a list of stuff somewhere. I'm going to write that down. that's going to go on the list because, man, so spot on. So spot on. I think this tickles me so much because I just had to say something about this today when it comes to branding and marketing. Like, and we've had this conversation too, like, just kind of going back to the hair thing as an example, like, you know, everybody knows Beyonce for her hair. It's always that honey blonde brown mixture. Like, even when she cut it short, like, that's her look. Okay. Right. And I thought it was so interesting because now, there's the infinite trend of the new style of mullet. It's like it's really cute.
I have not seen that.
And I tell people, I'm like, y'all need to thank Cardi B for her contributions. Okay. Because that was her look for the Grammys. That whole Grammys look was popping, but now it's such a big thing. Like, everybody's doing that. But, you know, at the same time, like, that was a unique thing that she said for herself. And I think that's a great thing too. When you know what your strong suits are, you know what makes you you, and you know what stands out, then you start to see the impact that it has on other people. And if you didn't know that, I feel like that's one of the ways you see it as well. Like, something that you do that nobody else does, and then all of a sudden you see how it gravitates to the masses or to your audience or whoever is watching you, you know. And there are so many more examples that I can think of. Like, I've even noticed it with small things that I've done, like, you know, little key things I've done with my social media, or, you know, certain phrasing I might say. And then I turn around, like, maybe a couple of weeks or a few weeks later, and now I've heard somebody say that, and now I see somebody do it. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. I guess your girl is on the right path.
I love that you're saying that because I feel like, I mean, for at least for me, but I also feel like, you know, in general, that other artists may feel like that. But as artists, it's, again, for me at least, like, I feel like I get so much positive feedback about, like, oh, you know, about my style, or about, like, how I'm unapologetically myself and I'm not afraid to be myself. And I feel like as an artist, that's a part of my job. That's one of my things, to be authentic. Yeah. Is so important because I feel like so many other people look up to me and to artists in general. They look up to artists to find somebody that they can identify with. Mm-hmm. And when you're being yourself, your authentic self, it makes it so much easier for people to see themselves in you. People want to be seen. Your fans want to be seen. And when you're yourself, you're going to be human, you know, you're being vulnerable. And that is what people relate to. And they're looking to us to be who they feel like they can't be sometimes, or who they want to be. So that's why it's so important to really be authentic in your branding and your marketing, and not be afraid to just be your unique self.
Yeah.
Because it will resonate. When you tap into that part of yourself, it resonates with so many people. And again, I just feel like that's kind of the part of being, you know, being a star, being a public figure. People look up to us.
They do.
Ways that you don't, I mean, in ways that, you know how you looked up to people. I've looked up to people. I've had, you know, I still look up to people. To this day. Like, oh my God, you've inspired me. But yeah, when you're stepping into your power and, you know, being your authentic self, you're showing other people a path. You're lighting a path for somebody else.
Yes. Yes. And I'm so glad that you said that, because that is the best way to put it. You know, you're an inspiration, no matter what level you're at, you're inspiring somebody, because when you do something, and I know we probably hear this all the time, or at least see it all the time, but when you do something, you never know how many people you're impacting and encouraging them to step into their full self and their power, or whatever, you know, their purpose is in this life. And just like you said, we've all been inspired or impacted by somebody, you know, like one of my biggest, not my only one, but one of my biggest inspirations is Missy Elliott, because I just love how innovative she is and her style and dancing. Right?
I love Missy.
And it's like, even when I consider myself, like, even certain like styles that I look into, like, it reminds me of like how I was influenced by her, or even other people when it comes to like, you know, the sex appeal side, or, you know, the funny side, or whatever the case may be. And being seen is a big thing too. And it's so funny. Like you said, we have a lot of conversations, and we just had that conversation not too long ago about that, because we were talking about a show that we watch, and we were like, oh my gosh, I feel so seen.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so important. It's so important to feel seen.
Because then it's a small reminder or nudge that, you know, you're not the only person or the only one that is experiencing what this thing that we call life here on this planet we call Earth. Let's just, you know, leave it as plain as we can with that. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how big or, you know, small your, I guess you could say, your status is in this world when it comes to being in the industry. Regardless, you're impacting somebody, you're touching somebody, and it does affect those people. And being your authentic self, no matter the level that you're at, it does make a difference, because at the end of the day, we all just want to be ourselves. So if we can be a prime example of that and show how it aligns with our gifts and communicate that effectively to the world, market it successfully, you know, brand it properly, it all goes hand in hand. But like I stated from the beginning, all these different things, like, that's what makes it a lot. So, but at the same time, because there are so many factors, and, you know, as long as you're being yourself, you can always have fun with it too. And I think that's the best thing as well. But yeah, just to catch you guys up, especially if you're just now tuning in or just heard us, you know, this is Industry. The topic today was branding and marketing as a Black female independent artist in the industry. And I mean, we've talked about quite a bit. I would say my last thoughts about this topic would be that if you know who you are, you know what you want to do, and you put together, or at least write down, or have any inkling of an idea of whatever your vision is, and you just stay consistent with that and focused on that, no matter how long it takes, as long as you're being true to you and your goals, I mean, the world is your, what's the phrase? The world is your playland, your playground. There we go. Yes, it's your playground. Yeah. But like you said, at the end of the day, though, you have to be yourself and be consistent. I think that's the two biggest points that we can lay down and hone in on, and know your strong suits.
I think, yeah, be yourself and have fun, you know, figuring out who that is. And it's okay if that changes as well.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Because it will. That's growth.
Yeah, that is. And that's really, you know, all I have to say. I pretty much said everything that I can say on this topic tonight. I mean, and it's just, it's been said, if I to just, like, you know, get a little bit more personal about my own journey for branding and marketing myself. It's definitely, it's been a journey. It's been an interesting one. I can say, like, I have been consistent, but I wasn't consciously doing the things that I'm doing now. Like, now I know exactly why I'm doing something versus just, okay, before I was just being myself and just doing whatever felt good, but now I know so much more about branding because I decided to educate myself, and it's made a world of difference. So really just keep learning too. Keep learning about branding and marketing. As an independent artist, we have to be savvy. We have to use what we have available to us. And a lot of times when you're just starting out, you may not have the funding or you may not have the resources available to you immediately, but you have to be ingenuitive and you can figure it out. You can figure it out. Again, like I said, use your resources, YouTube, Google, follow different, like Google what you want to find out. And I swear it will pop up. You will find something. Somebody wrote it. Somebody recorded a video on YouTube. There are books about branding and marketing. One book that I'm reading right now about PR and marketing is Matthew Knowles' book. Beyonce's father wrote a book on PR and marketing. Read it. Like, so many, it's crazy to me because so many people are like, oh, artist development is dead. Isn't artist, artists, and we say, like, how do you market? I'm like, it's people who's writing books. If you go on Amazon and type in, like, okay, brand music, how to brand yourself as an artist, music, like music PR, like, there's so many books and it's like no reviews.
Girl, even
Nobody's left
Audible.
reviews. And it's on his book, it's like nine people read it. I'm like, what? I mean, probably more people read it because I know he does talks and different things like that, but actually, like, reviewed it and all that stuff. And if you go on his website, you can order directly from his website and get a signed copy. But I mean, that man, he single-handedly took Destiny's Child to stardom, Beyonce's solo career, and managed Kelly and Michelle a little bit for their solo careers, along with Solange. Like, he's made superstars. He knows what he's talking about. And it's a very easy read. It's like a workbook, but that's a tip right there, and that's a jewel that people are sleeping on. I was like, people are really sleeping on this man's book. Why? I don't get it. But maybe they don't know
I
about it,
feel
or they
you.
just want to suffer and act like, oh, I don't know what to do. Like, you know what to do. And if you don't, meditate. If you believe in a higher power, ask the higher power for guidance on branding and marketing and anything else that you want to do. And you will receive the answer. That's a fact. I'm telling you, I'll never not receive the answer on a prayer that I made. That's all I can say.
I feel you on every word, and I will say, like, that is a jewel. It really is, 'cause I'll never forget the time, 'cause he went to my alma mater, and he came to speak during one of the it was one of those sessions we were having where we had a keynote speaker to come in. And even from that interaction alone, I learned so much. So you guys can just imagine what the book has to offer. And Audible has the books too. If you're that type of person, it's like, oh, reading, well, listen to it, okay?
Right,
Just
yeah,
listen.
audiobooks. That's so true. I'm glad you said that. But yeah, if you I have a subscription to Audible as well. So if you don't like reading, page by page, you can obviously, get the audiobook.
But yeah, guys, that's all we have for today. So I thank y'all for listening and joining us. Y'all are so appreciated. And once again, this is Industry. Feel free to tap the link above and connect with us. And that's ND, wink, wink, Istry on Instagram. And of course, you can follow me, your girl, your highness, Tiara. That's TIARRA, Monique. I'm Googleable. Okay. And then, of course, my wonderful, beautiful, lovely co-host here.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's me. It's me, Ashara Demore. You can follow me at Ashara Unlimited. on Instagram. That's ASHARAHUNLIMITED. And that is it for tonight.
All right, guys. Peace out.